day, listeners. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you are listening to Township's Daily News Bits. I am here with Susan Mason, who is on the committee for their initiative Operation Backpack through the Yamaska Valley Optimist Club, a nonprofit organization that supports children in the Bow Missisquoi area. So Susan, please tell us a little bit about Operation Backpack and how this idea came about.
Well, what sparked Operation Backpack was the early videos of the refugees fleeing the Ukraine. These refugees, by and large, were women, women with children, and children with backpacks. So it's hard for us to imagine what it must be like for these children to leave behind their fathers, their grandfathers, teachers, leave behind their friends, leave everything behind except a backpack. So with that picture in mind, I approached the UCC, the Ukrainian-Canadian Congress in Montreal, and the Yamaska Valley Optimist Club here in Ville-du-Lac-Brome, and Operation Backpack began. The Yamaska Valley Optimist Club embraced the idea, set up a committee, and that committee reached out to the community for donations of backpacks.
What is in the backpack exactly? Is there going to be other things besides the backpack that children are going to be able to discover?
Well, we did discuss the idea of school supplies, but that got just a little overwhelming. So we kept it just to the backpack. However, we have included a signed Welcome to Canada card. The Welcome to Canada card is in Ukrainian. Very colorful, very lively, fun, so that when the kids open the backpack, there is their welcome card.
Did you get a lot of donations from the local community? I know when I met with you, brought me to show me all of the backpacks that you received. And it seemed like you had a lot of people on board from the
community. Oh my, yes. It's unbelievable, the response from the community. We have on hand 590 backpacks, and we're still expecting a few deliveries. So it's, yeah, pretty awesome.
Wow. And where do things go from here? For the bags, are they sent to the Ukraine? What happens now that you've collected these bags?
Good question. Yeah, the backpacks will be sent to the UCC, the Ukrainian-Canadian Congress, in Montreal. They have a donation center there, as well as they will be dispersed as the UCC feels the need.
My last question was, do you have anything else that you'd like to mention about this initiative that you think would be important for people to know?
Oh, yeah, certainly there's a resounding thank you needs to be said to everyone who participated at every level, for those who donated the backpacks, donated money, and those who donated their time. And to the designer, the people who designed and printed the postcards and the posters. And a kind of a special shout out to the kids at in Miranda Ann's grade 4th class in at the Vision School in Sherbrooke. These kids did a little fundraising drive and collected enough money to buy backpacks to send to us. Yeah.
So you had a lot of people from the community helping you out on this.
Oh yeah, community and businesses. Virgin Hill was a drop-off point for individuals who wanted to donate backpacks, as well as Mission. They accepted individual donations. 605 was accepting the donations of individuals and businesses that wanted to donate in bulk. So yeah, there's been a huge community response, for which there isn't a big enough thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Susan, for speaking to us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.